Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex, default location, default route. I am not exuberant today. I am not exuberant in ways, and maybe technically, I am depressed, though this is not a depression. If I'm not waking up going, ooh, it's today, yeah. Ooh, I can't wait. Ooh, it's today, yeah. If I don't wake up feeling like that, clinically, you could probably say I'm depressed from my usual energy and enthusiasm, vibration, frequency, etc. And as I said yesterday, it's really nothing to be overly concerned about. It's probably something that's normal for me to be going through, considering I was just sick and just being, there's been family members who've passed away that had an impact on me to a much, much, much lesser degree than, you know, the people who are very close to these family members. Again, I don't want to compare, and I don't even want to put what I'm going through up against anything. I almost feel guilty, or not guilty, but strange in some degree, to even bring it up. This little bit of, you can't even call it trauma. You can't even call it adversity. You can't even, I don't know what it is. It's nothing. Maybe I'm sick, illness, physical. Maybe I'm recovering. I don't feel bad. I just feel blah. And it very well could be I'm not used to feeling blah. I do remember now feeling this way in the past, and remembering how I felt when that exuberance, that natural exuberance and enthusiasm and this added energy came back to me. I literally remember one time I was inside Price Club. It was called Price Club back then. And it started to come back to me. I'm standing in line, and for some reason, I just felt like dancing. And I remember it came back. And it was like it was the first time. Every time it seems like it, every time it comes back, it seems like it's the first time. You may notice I'm not wearing my microphone, my wireless microphone. The clip on it snapped. The actual, you know, lever or clip part that holds the device onto clothing snapped. So I'll probably try to do something with that. It's clear, don't worry. Still coughing up stuff. Still getting over it. I was ill, I was sick. So, you know, maybe I should be. I'm still recovering. I think I had a good day at work yesterday. Fairly good work day. Because I can admit, towards last week, before I got sick, and there was a few days before that where I didn't have the best days at work. And I know it. I didn't have the best days of work, and I know I didn't. I just didn't have it in me. Or I wasn't hitting it the way I knew it should be hit. But Ohio State, OH. Wasn't doing it the way I should have been doing it. And it just didn't feel as easy, or the flow wasn't there. I seen them got my flow back a little bit, or at least more so. Don't y'all walk. I'm only allowed to do this. Don't do as I do. Don't do as I do. Follow the signs and stuff. I'm glad they didn't do as I do, because I know how the lights work and how the traffic goes. It lets the bus go by. And it goes around like it.
Kayla!
Yesterday seemed to be a pretty good day. Felt like I was on my game, handling things. I got my queue cleared, blah, blah, blah. Think I got one ticket in my queue, waiting on a vendor to get back to us. On a situation that may be outside of our jurisdiction. Basically, something needs to be adjusted on a vendor site, which is neither here nor there, people. I don't know, I'm just Pittsburgh's doing good. I think we're supposed to be getting, I don't know if we're getting bonuses. I gotta ask my boy Marvin, because he be on top of that stuff. I think we might be doing to get bonuses at work. That'll literally be a few thousand dollars. Which I could use it this time to catch up on my bills. But it's the scale. Tell me 218.0 this morning. Which I see the 218 number. And I'm not happy about that. But more than likely, if I go back and I look and compare that 218. It'll probably reflect on me more favorably. If I walk today, I should get back 216, at least 216 something on a Tuesday. That's not bad, considering that I went through sickness and Thanksgiving. Considering that I went through sickness, I was off for a week. I didn't get steps for like 2 days or whatever. Let me see, I was off for 4 days. And I got steps some days. I can forget how. I know I didn't go four days without steps. I was off for 3 days. Or something like that. I just know that one day I was too sick to do it. I knew it wasn't happening. And I didn't even regret it. Didn't even blink. I think the second day I was just like, fuck it. You know what I was thinking too? What's with all the cussing? What's with all the cussing with kids? At kids, around kids? I don't get that. I see all these memes or these reels or these shorts or whatever, and you got adults cussing at kids, using the F word and whatever not. Not like saying F you to the kid, but like saying, why the F you doing blah, blah, blah to a kid, to like a toddler. I'm like, I don't get that. I don't get that at all. That is, that's not appealing to me at all. And it's enough of it to where it's enough of it to where you can see it's accepted or it's a thing. It's not like one or two. You hear an adult saying, you know, why the F you wanna do this, or how the F you gonna blah, blah, to like a 3 year old. To like a 2 or 3 year old, even to a 6, 7, I just don't get cussing. Cussing should be between adults. If this kid's in the room, there shouldn't be no cussing. I don't know where that came from. I may have to go on a vendetta on that or dive into that deeper. I don't get that at all. My parents didn't cuss around me like that. Never heard the F word. I think I heard my father say damn and hell a couple times. My mother might have said the S word. But I don't cuss around my kids, and they 40. I just don't. I mean, in my younger years, I would have thought it really doesn't matter. And it's probably in ways it probably doesn't matter. We should probably overcome the language, and the language really doesn't matter. The language is just a reflection of whatever. So, and the words really are tools that we use, and they shouldn't really command or not control, but they're just a small part of what's going on. That's the way I should, you know, look at it. Nothing should hold you captive, or we shouldn't be enslaved or show allegiance to anything. Well, not anything, but you know, small things like language or whatever really shouldn't matter. But you know, and the funky part of me was like, you know, whatever, whatever. And I get older, and I love being older. My God, I love being older. Definitely more conservative in my thinking and whatever. And I love it. I love it. But I just don't get that cussing. Like, get the F over here. You're saying that to like a 2-3-year-old or 4-year-old. And I didn't even think about the fact that they're going to grow up talking like that. Because kids cuss. And I get it. Kids, and I ain't going to say they're supposed to cuss. But it is, I don't think it's a bad thing if they learn to cuss. But they got to learn to cuss. And learning to cuss means when and how to do it. Now, not just how to do it, but when to do it. That means I don't want to hear it. You cuss out there with your people, around your cousins, around your friends, brother, sister, whatever. I don't want to hear it. It's like you should teach your kids how to do dirt. You go out there, you do whatever you got to do. You get away with it. I don't want to hear about it. That's on you. If I hear about it, I'm going to have to beat your ass. Now, see how I said that? Now, that is not cussing. Ass is in the Bible, as they used to say. If I hear about it, I'm going to beat your ass. Now, I say that as I'm talking to you about kids, but I would never say that to a child. I say that, you know, anecdotally or whatever the word is, you know, to demonstrate, but I would never say that to. I'd say, get your butt over here. I wouldn't say, hey, I just don't. No, it's just, do I find it offensive? Is offensive the word? I guess. It could be. I guess I could see it as offensive. I don't know. Maybe I do. But I just know. I just know that how it hits me when I hear, in like that movie Deliverance, they was cussing at the kids so much that I couldn't watch it. I literally couldn't watch it. And then I was talking to somebody and they said, that may be part of the plot. I see you. I see you. That may be part of the plot, but I don't want to give it away. But let's just say the movie Deliverance, and not the, you know, one, the black one that just came out with, what's her name, Glenn Close, and your boy in it. That one came out. It's significant. The effect that movie had on me is enough in itself for me to have to go back and rewatch it. And I think I might. I have to sit down and rewatch it. Just because it has such a, I had such a reaction to it. I had such a reaction to the movie that I have to go back and watch it again and finish it up, develop that reaction, figure out, you know, what it is, what it was, what's going on with it. And see how the movie turned out or this or that. It's a message. I'm saying there could be a message along what I'm saying. The message, maybe the ultimate message of the movie, is in support of what I've just been talking about with the cussing and the kids. I don't want to give it away. Not just to you. I don't want to talk myself through it. I still want it to be a surprise. So, we'll see. And I'm using this without a microphone. Okay, I just did that to see for the peak in the red. Because I'm used to having a peak in the red. And maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should turn down the microphone so it doesn't go into red. It went to red that time. See, it went to red a little bit. Maybe it should stay in the green and have a better sound. I don't know. One thing I will say, though, over the years, the more I do this, the better I get. And that's just, you know, it's probably intuitive. I mean, natural, of course. The more you do it, the better you're going to get. But I'm hearing the quality. I look at the quality that I did maybe 8 years ago, eight years ago, versus the quality of the product, video and product I'm putting out now. Oh my God. Oh my God. For what I started with, because I'm doing all my videos, I'm corralling all my videos and backing them up. You know, I want to save them for legacy, this or that, this or that. But that means I'll have. Now I got to figure out that strategy. If I'm going to have a video drive, a drive just for videos, and how I back that up, and how would I keep it current, and how would I back it up. I guess I like to have three. I like to have one off-site at the storage, and the one at the storage, what I do is I go and I swap them. I take the one that's updated to the storage, and I leave it there, and I take the one that's in storage and bring it home. But if I only have two, I'm not sure how I would do that. If I only had two of them, unless I could go to storage, update it at storage, which I could possibly do. It's still green, for crying out loud. Or, you know, go to storage, hook it up, update it at storage. Because I can just find an outlet, take my laptop, instead of having to make two trips. You know what I mean? Because you're going to only have two. If I had three, I keep one. I have two at home. And that may be, maybe I can figure out how to work around that. Instead of having two at home. That's just the way I've been doing it. I have two at home. And I kind of want that. I wanted to have three. Especially for the dynamic stuff. Stuff that, you know, that is really important. That changes daily. I got three or four of those, actually. Really stop and think about it. And I back it up. Have them placed in separate locations, encrypted. But if I do two, and I have a whole bunch of data, videos, and I do a large, you know, processing of the videos and moving them around and then that, and that one needs to be backed up. Because I'd have to go to, and it might not be so bad because, yeah, it shouldn't take that long. I would just have to go to storage every now and then, find an outlet. And I think my car has an outlet. Huh, maybe I'll do that this weekend just to see if I can do it. In fact, I don't even gotta go to the storage to do it. I can do it in the car as a test. Just go ahead and fire up the, you know, car, plug in the AC, surge protector, two external drives, a let it run, see how long it takes. Now where I just have to go to storage. Anyway, you know, I like thinking that through. But that's where I'm at now. Maybe, you know, it's nice and sunny out here, so the weather's still pretty good. Said it was 60 degrees. I ordered another sauna suit. I got extra large this time. Kind of excited about using that when it gets a little colder. Left a size large one in Ohio. Because I'll definitely need it back there. Yeah. Because I wear, you know, stuff on top of that one. But we'll see. We'll see. Happy Tuesday. Feel pretty good. And being out here walking, I know does this good for me. Sometimes I question, why am I here? Why am I out here? But I know it's for my health and well-being. And I was also thinking, as I question it, as I do every so often, everything should be questioned. Everything should be questioned. Your God, your marriage, your kids, yourself, your life, your career. I revisit and question everything all the time. And every now and then, there's some things I run across and say, oh, I ain't reevaluated this in a long time. Let me see what we got going here. I ain't reevaluate this in a while. What's that? Now, some people will think, you know, question God. In fact, it's the whole point behind faith. It's that you don't have to question it. It's something you can rely on. It needs to be steadfast. You wake up in the morning, you just know it, feel it. Has to be unwavering, solid, just the foundation of your beliefs. You really don't want to have to wake up every morning and question that. I can see how if you didn't, or if you don't, it'll lead to a stronger well-being. That's why I believe in faith. Faith works. What you have faith in, maybe, doesn't really matter as much as that you have the faith, that you believe, you have something that you believe in. I believe that rock on the ground that I just walked over will save and deliver me from all evil. Whether it will or not, doesn't matter. The fact that I believe it will change how I feel about the day and how I go through life. Doesn't matter if it will or not. I've said that many times before. It's one of my go-to tenets about faith. So here I am going through life with blinders on. It's tough to see. I gotta get up, get out, and look for me. There's a new girl in town, and I'm feeling proof. Has a fresh freckled face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town, and she's feeling free. Oh, get a hug, you know, for me. Bum, 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 bum. That's that part when they go, bum, 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 bum. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town. Bum, 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 bum. Alice. I think that was Alice with flow. Vic Tay back. Was that Valerie Bertinelli now? Well, that's One Day at a Time. Valerie Bertinelli and Mackenzie Phillips. And Bonnie. What's her name? Bonnie Franklin? I forget her name. Yep. We had the best. We had the best music. And we had the best comedies. We had the best TV. I don't know what kind of garbage they have out now. The music ain't music. Yeah. Huh. Okay, huh. Yeah. Here we go. All right. And haters. It's all about haters. And it's a depressed type music. It's not exuberant. It's not celebratory. Don't let me get started. Don't even want to get started. Anyhow, I did 30 minutes. Really not feeling exuberant. Even though I got a few things going on. Really excited. I mean, life is just exciting. I got it going. You know, I really do. I really got it going. And I think P-Funk Plays Detroit, January 29th. And that's about when I go back to see granddaughter every 2 months. And I think it's around the Super Bowl. Super Bowl New Orleans. And if them Steelers go to the Super Bowl, somebody might have to take something out of their 401k. That's all I'm saying. Super Bowl New Orleans. Oh my God. Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Oh my God. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Because oh my God. I would have to be there. I would have to be there. I would have to be there. There's no doubt about it. I would have to be there. So we'll see. We'll see. Start booking them tickets. Pull that money out of that 401k. Take the. Oh, I don't have a penalty. I don't think. I think I'm old enough to pull it out without a penalty. But I'd have to pay taxes on it. Have to pay taxes on it anyway. You know, but the idea was to pay taxes on it when I'm in the lower bracket. Pull it out when I'm not in this tax bracket that I'm in now. Let's just say that. You know, it's only a few percentage points, but it's the point to maximize it. Ooh, Pittsburgh and Super Bowl. I think the 29th, people don't play Detroit. And I think the Super Bowl is the 4th or the 5th. Like a week later. Mm-hmm. 2025. I'm just saying. You never saw P-Funk in Detroit. Been wanting to do that. Just saying. In fact, Pittsburgh played in the Super Bowl in Detroit. And I had $1,000 on me. And I was going to go try to scalp a ticket. I didn't even get close. I didn't even get close to scalping a ticket. I just ended up watching it in a bar down there around the Super Bowl place. You know, it wasn't going to be no tickets. Them Steelers fans came out. You know it wasn't going to be no tickets. Couldn't even get close to the thing anyway. I don't even think I really tried, to be honest with you. That was back when I was, you know, not as adept at traveling and finagling and doing stuff as I am now. But I had a good time. I had a good time. Anyway. Swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.